Here we are, election season, and you're hearing a lot of this go around. The words hope and change. Hope and change. Hope and change. Elect me. Hope and change. Everything's going to get better. I'll give you hope. I'll give you change. Blah, blah, blah. But this is election year. Everybody says that. Hope and change. But in reality, real hope and real change from our politicians is a bunch of empty words, and I don't care which side of the issues or hall or aisle you sit on, it's empty words. The only one who can really provide for a person is Jesus Christ. He can give you real hope, and He can give you a real change in your life. But while I'm on mottos and stuff like this, the United States used to push this motto, "In God we trust." And when I was a kid, we were considered a great nation. But you know, they've changed that motto now. They're wanting to get rid of it off the coins, and other people's pushing to get rid of it completely. And the motto is becoming, "Yes, we can." Well, since we've gone from "we trust in God" to "yes, we can," things are sliding, folks. We need Jesus in our life. We need Jesus in our church. We need Jesus Christ in this nation in order to bring back the true hope and the true change that only He can give. Now, I would like to read to you out of Luke 21, verses 25 and 30 through 31. But we're going to start off like this. Luke 21. Now, He's talking about, in context, it's going to be the end times. There will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth dismay among nations in perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the waves, men fainting from fear and the expectation of the things which are coming upon the earth. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. The powers of the heavens will be shaken. What He's talking about, now in context, He starts off telling the people that was around Him at that time, there is an event coming. There is something going to happen in this country, in this town, in the city of Jerusalem. There's going to be an army invade. Walls are going to be torn down in this temple. This place is going to be devastated. But then He takes it a step farther and He's saying, dark times are coming. And when they get here, the darkest of times, it's called the troubling of Israel, the troubles of Jacob. The darkest times that will be coming, there's going to be all sorts of things happening. People's hearts will fail them for fear. Gloom and doom is part of His prophecy. And even if this is not that prophesied happening, there is gloom and doom happening all over the world. There's more earthquakes. Every disaster that's natural is going on. And we're hearing more and more about it. And people's hearts are failing them for fear. The suicide rate of America has gone backwards. It's actually increased at all age levels. All age levels have been increasing, and we're back, some say, the highest we've had since the 1940s. The only place that it has not increased is among people 75 years old. In that area, it's actually decreased. But people, the doom and the gloom that's sweeping across this country is like it's contagious. And people are just ate up by it. I stand in the store and I hear people coming in with sad stories. And people that are making it are afraid they're not going to. And the people, there are people out there just saying, we're just not, you know. And so they come in and share their stories with me. But these dark times that we're in, even if it's not last day stuff, these times that we're in, I want to show you something about these last days, though, in verse 27 through 31. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these things begin to take place, straighten up, lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then He told them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they put forth leaves, you see it, and you know for yourselves that summer is now near. So He goes on saying, when you see these things start to happen, straighten up, stand tall, stand tall. The whole point of this is, when bad things are happening all over the face of the earth, we are Christians. We should stand tall because we know this. God is going to give us hope that's greater than the despair of the world. Greater than the despair of the times in which we live. God gives us, the Christian people of this earth, the Christian people of the United States, He's saying, I'm giving you a hope. Here we have the greatest disaster that's ever going to come upon the face of the earth. All sorts of natural disasters, and the Antichrist himself will be revealed. Bad, dark times. Dark times indeed will be upon the face of the earth. And yet he's saying, with all these dark times that he is telling these people about, he is giving them this hope. When you see this happen, behold, the Son of Man is coming. Get ready to stand up tall and straight and look, because he's coming. He's saying, even in our darkest times, I'm giving you hope. Even in dark times like this, even in times when people are despairing, he promises us always to give us hope. But there's always this falling away, and this is a sad thing to tell you. The church, the churches of the world, of all denominations, it is possible for them to lose their light. It is possible for a church or a church denomination to lose their light. And I can demonstrate this to you without reading a whole lot. Just go to the book of the Revelation and read chapters 2 and 3. And you'll find out that in every church, it's called, there is a lampstand, which is the light. In every church was given a light. And as these churches fall away, he says, repent, come back, or your lampstand will be taken away from you. He says this to all seven, well, he says it to 5 out of 7 churches. Repent, come back, or your light will be taken away from you. And we're seeing the light of God being taken out of individual churches and out of denominational churches, because people are drawn to the light just like moths to the porch light. People are drawn to the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And some of these churches are losing thousands and thousands, multiple, tens of thousands actually, tens of thousand people every year are exiting these churches that have lost their light, have lost their hope. Now, we have been blessed by God, and we're trusting that we will continue to be blessed by God. And pray for me, pray for the church, that we'll always have the light of Jesus Christ here. Because like it says, if Christ be lifted up, he will draw all men to him. He will have this effect of a porch light and moths. And as we lift up Jesus Christ in this church, people who understand, people who know, people who relate to Jesus Christ will be drawn to, not to us as individuals, but to Jesus Christ himself. They're saying, that's where I need to be. One of the great things that he does give us is this encouragement. Of all the things that we have been given, the greatest is faith, hope, and love. At the end times, we know that many of the extraordinary gifts will be taken away, will fade over time, will become useless to the church. But of all the other gifts, as they start to fade away, we're told that these three things will continue to exist. Faith, hope, and love. And it says that surely there is a future and your hope will not be cut off. That's in Proverbs 23:18. Surely there is a future and your hope will not be cut off. It's not talking to the people who are not born again. It's not talking to the unbelievers. It's talking to people who have trusted in Jesus Christ. People who are trusting in God to get them through in the sacrifice that Jesus made. He's saying, surely you've got a future. Your hope will not be cut off. You can always have this hope and this reassurance in your life because you are a Christian. Now, the context of the faith, hope, and love that will always be here is given in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, specifically verse 13. But I'm just going to go with, you guys know this, that faith, hope, and love will abide, and the greatest of these is love. Now, faith and love are usually the things that are emphasized in most churches. You've got to believe, brothers and sisters, you've got to believe. If you want to see God work in your life, you've got to believe, you've got to trust. Or they'll say, oh, we just got to love everybody. Why can't we just get along? If we could just love, everything will be all right. Both of them are true. They have their place. But I want to emphasize something that's important to us at a time like this. Hope. Hope. Hope will also be there among faith and love. Right in the middle is hope. It's all balanced in there. Hope is foundational. Hope is what Christianity is built upon. It's part of that foundation. It's What cements us or welds us to the love of God? God's love proclaims this hope. God's love proclaims this hope to us. God's love encourages us to have hope. He's always saying, listen, I'm going to give you promises so that you will not walk in despair. I do not lie, and I'm telling you truths. So no matter what you see happen, trust in what I tell you, because I will be there. Now, God can block certain things out of our life, but there's certain things that He has to let happen because of the free will of man. Sometimes it's our poor choices. Sometimes it's somebody else's poor choice. And it affects or it touches our lives. But He's saying, don't despair even at these times. All things work together for the good of those that are loved God and are called according to His purpose. You are called. If you have responded to Jesus Christ and asked Him to be your personal Savior, you have been called. Therefore, all things will work together for your good. You have a hope. The opposite of hope, though, is unbelief, despair, and it ends up in hate. Faith is focused on God. We trust God. We trust what He says. Hope is that positive influence because of God that we have for ourselves. We hope. Now, once again, the word hope means a confident belief of an expectation. We can confidently, it's like a fact, we know for a fact that we can expect good from God. He only gives good gifts to His children. If you've accepted Him as your personal Savior, you have been guaranteed that He will give you good gifts. He will give you good gifts. So faith is founded on God. We have a positive hope that He's going to give us good things because He's a good God and we are His children. And we have a future. Remember that verse I read? Surely you've got a future. Absolutely you've got a future. Surely means it's a sure thing you've got a future. And your hope will not be cut off. You're not going to be cut away from your hope. You've got a hope and it's a positive thing that's going to happen to you. Hang on to that even as you see the doom and gloom preachers. Don't focus on what they tell you to. Focus on what God says. Have faith. He is going to give you good things. That is an expectant hope, a confidence. And then love, while faith focuses on God, hope is something that focuses on us in a very positive way. Love is a positive thing for us to focus on for other people. For other people. Unbelief, despair, and hate is what we see coming through this world. People despair. They have no hope. They don't believe in a God. They don't think there's a Savior, Jesus Christ. They don't think that they need Him. And eventually they get to the end of their rope and they have despair. And they hate people. They hate people. Why did you do that to me? How come you're attacking me? Man. They have problems because they don't have a God. But we have this hope. We have this encouragement. We are to be encouraged because God has given us certain promises and revelations like, I will bless you. No matter what happens, it will become a good thing. It will be transmuted into a good thing for you. And it's all assured to us on this fact. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. He is no longer dead. He rose from the dead and He sits at the right hand of the Father, ever making intercession for me. Even when it's my fault and I stumble, even when I make bad choices, He's still up there going, Father, He's mine. Father, You gave Him to me. He trusted in me. He's not perfect, but My blood sacrifice is. I'm interceding. Have kindness toward Him. Show Him mercy because You gave Him to me. And He's saying, God, one of these days I promise that He will conform to My image and I'm working with Him each and every day. He has a hope and the Father also has a hope. A confident expectation that we are going to become better than what we are. Faith, hope, and love are charismas. That's a fancy word for graces. These are all gifts given to us. Just like the extraordinary gifts that He gives. The extraordinary gifts are prophecy and governments and Just pick whatever ones you want out of the list of Corinthians 12, 11, 12, 13. Also, there's other lists in Galatians and Ephesians are different places where God gives us things. But these graces are given to us. These favors are given to us. Faith, hope, and love. They don't even have to source in ourselves. We can say, I have it because it's given to me. Times are dark, but there is a light for me. Jesus will always be there for me. And no matter what, I'm trusting in Him because I have faith. God does not lie. God promises to me that things are going to get better. We have hope. It causes our lives to become something spectacular. Hope causes our lives to shine in this world. Hope causes us to sparkle in the darkness. Hope is what people see upon us and say, I don't know what it is, but I like it. I want some of that. How can I get to that? How can I reach that? There's something different about this person, that person, or the people who attend Glenwood Church. There's something different about these people. And I want that. And what's different is when the times get darker and darker, the light gets brighter and brighter for us. While it's evening time and it looks like their sun is setting, we know that it's actually the dawn of the new age coming. And we are to stand up tall in the times of darkness and say, there is a God and His name is Jesus Christ. And He died for me. He sacrificed for me. And He's promised me a bright future. It started now and it will get better. It might not look it, but I walk by faith, not by sight. And He has given me promises. God Himself has given me promises. And I walk by faith, not by sight. I have a hope things are going to get better for me because there is a God and Jesus is sitting on His throne. Let me repeat this. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. Different translation. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Repeat, the path of the just, that's you, is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. He's saying you walk by faith, you have a shining light in front of you. Keep walking in that light. Don't worry about the gloom and doom around you. You have a light. The Word of God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit is within you. You keep walking and trusting in Him. And that light will shine more and more and more. And it will get greater. The love of God, the hope that God gives us is always greater than the gloom and doom of this world. It will get brighter and brighter. And one day we will be standing tall. We will be looking east. And there Jesus Christ Himself will appear to us. And He'll say, come here, children. You're mine. It's time to exit out of this world. It's time for God to judge the earth. And you are not of this world. You are of heaven. Your citizenry is of heaven. Your citizenship is of heaven. You're mine. Come home and be with me while this happens. Always remember this. You are a child of God. You are a child of God. Therefore, you've always got a hope. You've always got an assurance. A confident assurance that things will get better for you. Somehow, sometime, some way, things are going to improve in your life. No matter what, always walk by faith. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, increase our faith in You. Father, we're trusting in You. We've called upon You. We want to walk in that shining hope. We want to be dazzling and sparkling, not for ourselves, but to the glory of Jesus Christ. We want to be that city on a hillside. We want to be that candle that burns brightly so that people are drawn to us and drawn to You. Drawn to us so that we can point to You, actually, and tell them about the glorious accomplishment of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask that You would also help us to not only walk in positive light, but also that You would guide us to pray for our country and get positive people who are Christians, people who are led by You, to become our leaders so we can have an improved situation. And once again, in God we trust, instead of saying, yes, we can. In God we trust. Thank you for the help. Build us up in the graces that you have given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.